Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up? It's Dave. Welcome to another episode of Unleash the Awesome. And today I'm thrilled to have my friend Dean Graziosi joining us for the second time on the podcast. And the reason I asked him to come on again is because he is so good at powerful teaching. And I know one of the things that many people that listen to this podcast struggle with, people in my digital marketing mentorship Facebook group, my Telegram group, all of these places, the things that they struggle with often have to do with influence and persuasion and selling. That's why I had an episode with Dr. Robert Cialdini previous to this one. And now I brought on Dean to talk about selling because he is really good about flipping the script on selling. Many people see selling as icky or gross, or they just have this feeling about it that's not good, right? And so Dean is going to share a powerful, powerful exercise here with you in a minute that you're going to want to pay attention to, okay? But before we get into that, in case you don't know who Dean is, you're not familiar with him, he's a multiple New York Times bestselling author, entrepreneur, and investor. He has started or played a major role in over 14 successful companies that have changed lives all around the world, including the new mastermind.com platform. His mission for over 20 years has been to deliver self-education to those seeking transformation, fulfillment, and success outside of their traditional education path. His most impactful project to date has included being the largest online product launch in history with a program he co-created with Tony Robbins. This passion project has turned into a movement that so far impacted over 38,000 people in 150 plus countries and 4,100 niches to share what they know and help make self-education the new norm. Dean is now planning to exponentially widen his impact by serving over 1 million new people and exposing them to the self-education industry through his own Your Future Challenge with Tony Robbins that's coming up in just a couple days. And you can get more information on that at gambrill.com/ownit. I'll make sure all the links for you are in the show notes. But without further ado, let me turn you over to my conversation with Dean Graziosi. Be ready to take notes. He does an exercise where he asks you to close your eyes. So if you're driving, obviously that's not a good idea. Maybe you need to listen to it when you're not driving, or maybe you need to listen to it one time through and then come back and listen to it with your notebook so you can take some notes, because he shares some really, really good strategies essentially on how to sell anything to anyone. So here's my conversation with Dean.
Hey, Dean, thank you so much for joining us. This is amazing to have you on the Unleash the Awesome podcast. And before we get into it, I just want to say thank you. This last year has been insane. And some of the stuff that's been going on, like even on days where I was like, wow, what is happening? Like, how do I adjust to what's happening in the world? How do I stay focused? Like, I'm not feeling it today. One of the things I did was I looked at your Instagram stories. I'm like, what would Dean be doing? What's Dean got going on?
Oh, thanks.
So thank you. Yeah, thanks for setting the pace. It's just been incredible. And I've leaned on you a lot in the last year to go like, okay, what's Dean got going on? Because I know he's headed in the right direction. Let me see what he's got going on. So
thanks for the kind words. But you know, I appreciate your support. I appreciate what you're doing for the world too, man. So listen, in crazy times, the world needs role models and leaders. And I don't mean just us. I mean, everybody listening right now. It's like, how do we fix a big problem? Is we take our own evolution to the highest level possible, tap into our full potential, and be role models and leaders for our family, our friends, our tribe, our clients, our community. So I appreciate you back, man.
Indeed. Thank you. Appreciate that. So one of the things I asked my audience, I said, look, if you had some time to spend with Dean Graziosi, what would you want to learn? And one of the biggest challenges I think they have is they have skills, talents, and abilities that they want to monetize online and get it out to the world. But I think if you've never sold yourself as the service, right, that can be overwhelming. And so I think people maybe lack the persuasive skills or the sales ability to do that. So I figured I'd just say, like, what is your best advice for people that are stuck there? And how would you have them proceed as it relates to selling their services or communicating their value to the world?
All right. So here's what I'm gonna do. I want to start with the end in mind. By the time I go on this little rant here, I'm going to go on, and just the one that I'm thinking of offhand, I want you to know that by the time we're done with this, and again, thanks for spending time with us today, but I want you to see that sales is service. And if you're not selling, you're actually doing a massive disservice to those that are out there right now that need your help. They need your story. They need your expertise. They need your skill. They need your product. They need your service. They need your guidance. And when you frame it that way, when you realize that if you don't serve, if you don't offer what you have, you're actually hurting people, it changes the world. So first, that's the first thing I want you to think through. Secondly, I want you to think through loving for so much that you know you're doing people harm by not giving it to them, right? So if you don't love your product, your service, or what you're thinking, just step it up. Spend more time refining it. Because when you love what you do, I write a book. I know if I get my book in people's hands, I get to change their life, even if it's one little thing. If I don't sell it to them, listen, Barnes & Noble, or you know, when you walk in Barnes & Noble, just really hear this, everyone. And you look at, I don't know if you ever walked in, hundreds of thousands of books, right? Did you know that 80% of the books in that room sell less than 100 copies? And out of the 80% of the 20% sell less than 1,000 copies. So people built it. They put their blood, sweat, and tears. Some people probably spent a year writing that book and rewrites and hiring an editor. And they got done with it and said, oh my God, this book will help people's lives. Here it is. I built it. They will come. And they won't come. And all that work you put into that book that could inspire someone, light someone's life, have them daydream, eat better, go vegan, fix their relationship, or just go into a fantasy land. That amazing book you wrote, because you put all the effort in it thinking they will come, they won't. So how do you really impact the world? How do you really impact the economy in your home? How do you impact your family? Is create something amazing, but then learn to persuade at the highest level possible. Because if you don't get someone to say yes, you don't get to serve them and you don't get to serve your family. So I just want you to look through that lens. But here's what I want to ask. I want you to do me a favor as you're listening right now. And if you're driving, you can't, but whether you want to close your eyes or just daydream for me for a moment, I want you to pretend that you are 20 years old. Like, actually not pretend. I want you to visualize what you wore when you were 20 years old. Think about it. I know what I wore, pretty embarrassing, but 20 years old, visualize you at 20, right? What were you driving? What were you wearing? I want you to think about a place at 20 where you would maybe go and sit, like outside your parents' house, or maybe a park down the street, or outside your college, or someplace you could visualize sitting. Like, did you sit on a park bench? Did you sit looking at the mountains, looking at the ocean, looking at a stream, or looking at a city? I want you to visualize that, okay? Now, here's what I want you to think about. Next Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you have the opportunity to go spend an hour with your 20-year-old self. And you got the whole week to prepare, right? You're going to go with your 20-year-old self. I want you to start thinking right now, like literally write it down. What would you share? Would you share about relationships? Would you say, oh my God, don't settle. You deserve more. You're meant for more. If you're an amazing woman that you know you had more to give, and you played a little small because you got married too young and you thought your job was to serve other people, when really you have this next level that you're doing now, but you should have done it sooner. Would you tell your younger self, hey, you be the woman you're supposed to be. You could still have love, still be a great mom, but don't you settle or don't take the back seat to a man. What about in business? Would you say, oh my God, don't go to work for someone else. You have that dream to do your own thing. Don't listen to what the naysayers, don't listen to your parents. Love them, but don't listen to them. What would you say? So then I want you to take it one step further. What if you had a month to prepare a course for your 20-year-old self? You had a whole month to prepare a course. Here's a course. Here's a section on relationships. Here's where I screwed up and went through that divorce. Here's where my business went bad. Here's what I went wrong, but here's the other side. Here's how to turn that mess into a message. I don't know what it is, but you do. Think about how exciting would that be. Oh my God, I have a month to prepare to get this course for my 20-year-old self. I mean, literally write down what this very moment, what would that be worth to you? I've done this in front of 100,000 people. You know what the answer is? One of two things, priceless or millions, right? But now here's what I want you to share. Or I want you to think about. You only have an hour with your 20-year-old self. And in that hour, you have to convince them you're not crazy. You have to convince them that you are them 10, 20, 30, 40 years later. And you have to convince them that they need to get this course from you. How important would it be for you, by the time you were done with that hour conversation, for that 20-year-old version to say, holy crap, I need this. Would you be hurting them? Would you be doing a disservice? Would you be a cheesy salesperson? Or would you be serving that 20-year-old version of yourself to the highest possible outcome, to let them live into their full potential, to avoid the mistakes, to go faster? And that's what you need to feel like when it comes to persuasion, because right now there are people out there starting off on someplace you've already gone through, whether that's an expertise, a skill, a mess, a tragedy that you came out of, that you're on the other side and they're looking over the cliff going, what do I do now? And by you not having that same passion to get this course, training, workshop, mastermind, coaching, book, product, service in their hand, if you don't have that passion, you're never going to survive. But guess what? It's the most amazing feeling in the world when I know someone will attend one of our events or come to a challenge or get a book or get one of our courses, because we put our heart and soul and we get to allow people to start off on third base. So when people say, Dean, you're so persuasive and you're so good at selling, it's like, actually, the way I look at it, I'm so good at serving, because if people don't say yes to me, what do? Maybe they don't get the secrets in my book or in my course and they go try to figure it out on their own and it doesn't work and they give up. Or what if they go to a competitor and that guy doesn't care or that girl doesn't care as much as me? I don't want that to happen either. So I need people to say yes to me.
That's amazing. Just sitting here, I was like, wow. And I was doing the exercise kind of in my mind going, now I want to go sell something. Dean, I want to go sell my course. I don't even have something and I want to sell right this second, but holy cow. Like, and you're right. I've never heard it put that way. But I think, as you know, and I think the listeners and watchers know, you know, people are going to buy you before they buy your thing, right? And yep. So if you don't have that excitement, if you don't have that passion, they're never going to buy it. And I love that one thing you said right at the beginning. I want people to know this, hear this, and understand it. So I'm going to reinforce it. If you don't share your thing, you are doing them a disservice. Like, by you not sharing it, by you hiding or playing small, they do not get to hear it. And so you're doing them a disservice. And once you flip that script, I think it makes a big difference. One of the things I say to my audience is, look, you're never going to get rid of the butterflies. If you really care about something, the butterflies are always going to be there. But the trick is, how do you get them to fly in alignment? And I think that exercise will certainly help them do that. So thank you.
Man. Well, you know, because here's the thing, Dave, especially when I'm in front of an audience and I get, or even a virtual audience, and I'll say, who in here wants to start your own business or has a business and you want to scale it? Everybody raises their hand. Who wants to take it to another level? Everyone raises your hand. Who doesn't want to be left behind? Everyone raises their hand. Who wants to shift, pivot, do whatever it takes to thrive in this crazy time? Everybody raises their hand. I said, now tell me. Yeah, all have those desires. But if you're really honest, who in here hates selling or is a little nervous of selling or has a slight bit of apprehension and you ignore it? And it's the majority of the room. Yeah. I said, I'm sorry to tell you, all those first things do not exist unless you do the second part. So we must do whatever it takes to understand it is a service. Let me ask you one more time, another thing. Have you ever, Dave, I'll ask you because I don't get the chance to interact with your amazing audience, right? But Dave, have you ever gone to a restaurant you just absolutely love, like had a meal that was just ridiculous?
Yeah.
Do you have a friend or a family member that when you have an amazing meal, you love to share it with them?
All the time, yep.
Okay. When you describe your favorite restaurant, do you get nervous and go, oh, you know, I went the other night and I had this amazing steak. It was really good. It was prepared perfect. And, you know, the service was great. And then the side and the sauce, it was really good. You should probably go. No. When you describe a restaurant, you're like, oh my God, I went to this restaurant the other day. This steak came out. I don't know where they cooked it or how they did, but it was sizzling on this hot plate. And when you cut it, it was so tender, but that wasn't the best part. It was the mashed potatoes and the broccoli. And then they brought this side salad. And oh my God, then they brought lobster for the table and the service. It was ridiculous. You got to go. And how do you act when you love something, right? Do you act down or are you excited? Right?
Yeah, super excited.
Are you full of energy or are you flat? Right? But why? Here's why. Because the person you're sharing it with, Dave, you want them to have that great experience. You don't make any money if they go to that restaurant. You want them to feel the same outcome, to have that same taste, that same satisfaction you're serving them by wanting them to have the experience. When you feel that way about your product, you'll never sell again a day in your life because you know the experience they'll have. They know the results they'll have. You know that you can cut corners for them, that they can go faster, quicker to their end result. It's the same thing, right? If you go to a great movie, read a great book, you tell a friend, oh my God, I read this book. It is ridiculous. Why? Because you want them to experience it. if you listen, when I push my books, I'm looking for one because I got them all over my desk. I go hard because I want people to experience what took me 30 years of being an entrepreneur to figure out. I condense in my books. Or if you want to be in the knowledge industry, Tony Robbins and I create training to help you get there. I know doing it on your own, a lot of times you'll give up because it's hard. Following somebody's path, way easier, right? So when I share, I don't go, yeah, I'd love to help you. I'm like, no, if you want to do this, you're crazy if you don't work with us. You're crazy if you don't get that meal. Crazy if you don't read that book. So anyway, I hope that sparked a little different way to think about selling, persuading in your life.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much. And I've never heard it put so clearly and concisely in a way that everybody can relate to, right? Everybody recommends movies or restaurants to their friends. So thank you. So let's shift gears a little bit. We had a really interesting last year. There's been a lot of changes that have gone on in the world. What are some of the things that you've seen in the people that have been successful in this last year, navigating all the change and all the things we got going on? Because I know you've helped thousands of people through this process. What are some of the top two or three things that you've seen that have helped people through it?
Okay, so I'll start with the opposite side. You know, when things change so dramatically, and if you're feeling uncertain or scared, congratulations for being human. I mean, this is a crazy year, right? But when things shift and uncertainty comes in, I think it's our subconscious. Somebody smarter than me would know exactly what it is, but we have this tendency to kind of sit on our hands and just wait for things to get better. Even if it's just subtly, it doesn't mean you're literally sitting and waiting, but it's kind of like the book, Who Moved My Cheese, right? The two mice, cheese is coming every day. Everything's kind of going good, but the cheese stops. One mouse is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I deserve this cheese. I'm going to wait right here until it comes back. And the other one's like, I don't think it's coming back. I'm going to go explore. I'm going to go find some new cheese. The other one's like, you're crazy. You're a fool. They need to bring our damn cheese back. So many of us without realizing are sitting around waiting for your damn cheese to come back. And here's the thing. It may never come back. The world has shifted. Who knows if it's going to be the same? And do you really want to go back to who you used to be? Honestly, COVID has allowed us to look internally on a lot of different, for a lot of different ways, a lot of different reasons, and who we are, who we're supposed to be. Are we living into our full potential? Even if it does go back, do you want to go back? So what I see with people that are uncertain is the uncertainty breeds them to kind of freeze and wait to see if someone taps them on the shoulder with kind of a newer opportunity. Those that are absolutely and exponentially growing and thriving in this time are like the second mouse. Cheese is gone. This is uncomfortable. I don't want to go to look for new cheese, but I must take that uncomfortable action or I will sit here and starve. So what we have to do is find those things that motivate us forward, that push us through our, you know, uncomfortableness, if that's the right word. Like, think about this. Courage. Courage isn't moving forward in the lack or the absence of fear. Courage is moving forward and you're still scared to death, right? You're still fearful. You don't know. But I would rather go down the path of the unknown, finding new cheese, than sit around and waiting for cheese that might never come back. So who's thriving? The ones that are, and you should write this down right now, those that are learning from someone else who've already been there. That's the fastest way, hands down. But secondly, when they get that knowledge, they take uncomfortable action. I love that term. I've been using it for a year straight now that the world has shifted, because in times like this, the action we take isn't comfortable, but it's an absolute must.
Wow. That's so key, the action piece, right? A lot of people say knowledge is power, but no, knowledge is not power. If that were the case, librarians would rule the world.
Yeah,
right?
I wrote that in my first book 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Knowledge plus action equals power. Knowledge is not power. It's useless information unless we apply it.
Yeah, you need to put it into action. So I think that leads us into the next thing I wanted to ask you about. So I know that you have a lot of people in this last year that have been super successful that you've teamed with. And they have a lot of information. One of the things you said there was follow people who are already successful, right? They've modeled the path. Success leaves clues, as our friend Tony Robbins says, right? So you have a couple of people lined up that can teach a lot of really awesome things, but you also have some accountability built in with this amazing challenge that you have coming up. So why don't you share what that's all about? Because people need to make sure they get in on this and pay attention to this and do this and take action on this, because I guarantee it will change their life.
Yeah, Dave. So Tony and I did a challenge in January, and we say a challenge because we call it a challenge. It was a historic event. We had 837,000 people show up.
I mean, wait, can I stop you for a second? Wait, can I stop you? Yeah. 837,000. 837,000. That's amazing.
Yeah, if you Google and look at the picture of Woodstock from 1969, there was 500,000 people there. And it's just like a sea of people that goes on forever. So it's crazy when you really compare. But in January, we realized that the world needs a new way of thinking. So we called it the New World, New You Challenge, meaning it's a new world. You better become a new you or you could be left behind. And that was about your mindset, your psychology, and how to navigate your thoughts through this crazy world. It was unbelievable. We rocked the house for 5 days. We call it a challenge because every day we kind of challenge you to take these mini actions, right? It went so good that Tony and I decided to do it again. And this one is called the Own Future Challenge. If January was about your psychology, this is about owning your economics. We go live on May 11th. Again, Own Your Future Challenge. And we called it that because if you don't own your future, let's be honest, someone else is gonna. And I don't know when you hear that. When I hear that, it's like a punch in the gut. I don't want anybody to own my future, right? So it's gonna be 5 days. And during those 5 days, we're gonna pull back the curtain kind of way deeper on what we're talking about today, Dave, and showing you how to get the different psychology, who better in the world than Tony Robbins, but then also how to pivot or shift or explore an industry that's exponentially growing, one that's needed right now, one that everybody listening can be a part of by sharing their assets, their skills, their mess that we talked about earlier, but really in an elegant way. And this is 5 days of literally pulling back the curtain and training. It's gonna be about two and a half hours a day for 5 days. And when you go to, I know Dave, you have a link for them, but when you go in a moment here, not until we're done, but go reserve your spot. Three things I wanna say. First, when you go to the page, you're gonna freak out and see the 13 guests that Tony and I asked to be along with us.
Amazing. When you told me this like last week and we were talking about this, I was like, wait, what, who's coming?
Yeah, you're going to freak out when you see it. And never in a time in history could you bring this many people together for free, other than a time of uncertainty, unprecedented times, and everybody wants to come contribute and help you gain the capabilities you need to thrive. Seriously, I'm not going to try to name them all. Go to the website and look, you'll freak out. That's the first thing. Second thing, I really want you to see, it's Tony, myself, and these amazing guests. I really want you to think what you would pay in any other time in history for a training like this. You might pay $10,000. So it's free. It's not kind of free. It's totally free. So, but I want you to pretend you paid $10,000 because sometimes when you don't pay attention. It's like, oh, it's that free challenge, Tony, or do maybe I'll see it. When the challenge is over, we take it down. You're going to want to be there and pretend you spent 10 grand because you're like, oh, I paid 10 grand for this. Let me get my journal. Let me shut off all the distractions. Let me go full in. Tony and I alone have 65 years combined in this industry. And we started with nothing. If you want that knowledge, you got to come, pretend you spent the money and take massive action. And the third thing, don't do it alone. So grab the link Dave gives you, go register, and then go send it to all of your friends, but maybe send it to one in particular that can be your accountability partner. And the second thing is, if they find out you went and you got trained by all these amazing people for free and you didn't tell them, they're really going to be pissed off. So that's the third thing. So go register, pretend you spent $10,000, tell a friend.
Awesome. Yeah. So everybody you're watching, listening, you go to gamble.com/own it. That's gamble.com/own it. I'll put it in the show notes wherever you're watching this so you can make sure you don't miss out on it. It's amazing. Seriously, last week, Tony and Dean were doing a strategy call and they were talking about like all the things that are coming. And I was like, wait, are you kidding? Like who? And he's like, no, but wait, there's more. And oh, but wait, there's more. And oh, but wait, there's more. I'm like, how good can this get? So I can't wait for this to happen. It's like, I'm like a kid in a candy store, or like a kid, like waiting for Christmas morning. Cause I kind of know what's coming. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be so
and
amazing.
Dave, I want to share something with you. You know, Tony changed my life 25 years ago when I bought his course, right? I never had bought an information product before in my life. I bought it off an infomercial. People told me I was nuts. It was crazy. It was a hoax. And it was the greatest thing I'd ever experienced. It shifted my mindset and put me on a different path in my life. And I don't think I'm the only one, Dave. I bet you Tony impacted your life and
me too,
so many of us, right? And so many people. But I want to tell you, sometimes when you meet your heroes, they're not who you think. And Tony is more the man behind the camera than I ever imagined. He donates more to charity than anyone will ever know. He's there for anyone who needs him on a way. The guy still works 20-hour days and he doesn't have to work a day in his life. And when we decided to do this challenge, first and foremost, it's to serve people at a time when they need it the most. These are unprecedented times. When you show up, you're going to be blown away at what we put together for you. It's unlike anything we've ever done, but we know the world needs it. And we're shooting for 1 million people. Think about that. Our last one was 837,000. We want to lock arms with 1 million people. So that's why you need to get your friends and family in. And I know this sounds big and it might sound crazy, but how do we impact the global economy, right? How do we help the world shift? But it's all individuals. We help the global economy by anchoring in the economic future in your own home. If we can get our own home, if we lock together arms with 1 million people and we get our economics going, there's no way we can't have a positive impact on the world. This is more than a challenge. This is more than an event. This is a historic moment, and I'd hate for you to miss out. So don't have FOMO. Make sure you go register and get some friends in.
Yes, register right now at garyvel.com/own it. You do not want to miss it. Dean, thank you so much. I appreciate all the value you've added to my audience today, and I can't wait to see all the amazing stuff you're going to do in this challenge. So thanks again.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.